Thank you, Steve, and same to you and yours. And it's just great to have sports because for a while we weren't sure.
I know, exactly. We weren't sure, yet we each have been able to get in some semblance of seasons, and you have a playoff. Okay, so when the guys were all in there together against Cleveland the first time, they handled them with relative ease. What worked on that particular day that the Steelers need to make sure they recapture on this day?
I think they have to keep Baker Mayfield under pressure and still contained. And I know that's a tall order, but I think this team is capable of that. We don't have Bud Dupree. We don't have Devin Bush. But you can't cry over the spilled milk. You have to move forward with what you have. And interestingly, you know, the NFL came out and said that we will not move the playoff games. In other words, you have to play. Well, part of the problem for coaches is that the talent pool is limited because of the COVID procedures that the players have to go through. And you just can't bring somebody in off the street and say, you know, go run a route. Interestingly, I think the smart coaches, and I put Mike Tomlin among those for sure, have built up a little bit of a, I don't know if you call it a stockpile, but they've brought people in who are not hired, who are not, they don't exist, but they have passed the COVID test. In the event that you have a late developing rash of, you know, the spread, they have people to play the game, and that's what we have to do. Unfortunately for the league, they said, you know, we're not going to move the games. Well, there's nowhere to move them unless you push everything back a week. And I don't think at this point that's going to happen, and I think the TV force is going to dictate all of that.
The Steelers had to play 13 games in 13 weeks because of some of the movement that was dictated earlier by what happened at Tennessee and then a flipping of the Ravens game and so forth. Look, I know guys have to play, but still, what kind of role do you think playing week after week after week without a bye, what effect do you think that had on the team?
I think it's the mental aspect that really can be injurious in that regard. Physically, okay, you know, these guys, they stay in shape year-round. They are the best conditioned animals on the planet. And so, you know, that's not near as much as the mental wear and tear that can take place. And I think in the case of the Steelers, and I think we saw that in December, and I'm not saying this was an excuse for having lost the three games in a row, but you can't turn football on and off. And the Steelers were asked to do that several times, and it's really tough. And, you know, the Browns are going through a little bit of that this week, but not the same thing as turning it off. They haven't had to turn it off. They had their practice facility closed and had to do a lot of Zoom to get ready, and now they practice today and tomorrow and will play Sunday night. You know, it's tough. And my hat's off to the staffs, the medical staffs, the coaching staffs, and the players. And especially, Steve, the college players, you know, they're not getting paid. And they had to go through the same rigorous week-after-week testing and worrying about whether your teammates are going to be there. And I think the same holds true in the NFL. And fortunately for the Steelers, we haven't had a whole lot of COVID interference, but there's one case this week. We missed Joe Hayden. Other than that, they're in pretty good shape. The Browns, they've got some more regulars that'll be missing because of this terrible spread of disease.
All right, so let's get to Ben Roethlisberger now. How would you evaluate his season, as you know, because they won four more games with him out there. So, how would you evaluate him?
I give him at least a B+, and the reason I do is, you know, okay, he had his problems, especially in December, where people were questioning, well, his plant knee, is he able to throw that deep ball? He's been able to do that, but I think they've quietly morphed into a West Coast offense where the short pass and getting rid of the ball quickly are very important. At Ben's age, you can't have him get knocked around like he did as a younger player. But I think where he has excelled is as a leader, because let's face it, that's a very young receiving core. You got Juju as the veteran. Deontay's a second-year man, and, of course, the rookie, and he is a prize rookie in Chase Claypool. But they still, you know, they need leadership, and especially now that the playoffs are here because they don't have playoff experience. And so I think he's done a great job in keeping them together and keeping them all happy. He spreads it around. He doesn't care who you are. He just cares if you're open or not. And so I give Ben at least a B-plus for leading this team.
Which now brings me to the next part. It wasn't as if Ben wasn't taking some shots down the field. He was. But the key is his last start, they hit a couple of those shots. What did it mean to the underneath pass game that he hit those, that they hit, not just made, but hit those deep shots?
Of course. You've seen enough of the game, Steve, to know that, especially linebackers, if they know you're going to throw the ball over the middle on crossing routes, they just get ready to tee off. But if they have to cover a tight end running an intermediate route and worry about him going by them, then they're not as chippy in the box. And I think that's the key. If you hit some passes down the field, and let's face it, Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster both are good combat receivers. They both have good athleticism. Chase has the size, and Juju has the toughness. And they both have tough hands. And so, you know, I think that's been one of their keys. And I think you'll see it Sunday. I think they'll throw that intermediate and the long sideline pass and you know, throw caution to the wind. You almost have to at this stage of the game. All teams are good teams, or they wouldn't be there.
And the next part is, of course, being January, it wouldn't hurt if you could run the ball. Why have the Steelers, in your opinion, had that up and down season running the ball?
James Conner in and out of the lineup, and yeah. I think he's a linchpin in this regard. He's probably their best blitz pickup man. And so if Benny Snell's in the game, teams know that they're probably going to run the ball. Jalen Samuels is in the game. They kind of figure he's going to be part of the passing game. But with James, you don't know. And I think he's the linchpin. And with him in there, they have a very good chance to be a balanced offense.
All right, defensively, Cam Hayward's one of those players that across the league I think everybody would love to have. And then there's T.J. Watt. I believe he was the team MVP. When you watch T.J. Watt mature, what are you seeing on the field from a maturing T.J. Watt?
Two things. First of all, we knew we were getting a guy who's relentless. I mean, that's his middle name. But I think what really has impressed everybody around him is the fact that his mental approach to the game is superior. You know, he studies quarterbacks. He studies, obviously, the people are going to try to block him. And he's not a one-trick pony. He doesn't have to loop outside. If you cheat outside as a blocker, he's going to go underneath you without question. But when he gets to the quarterback, he already has a little game plan in his head, depending on where the quarterback has the ball, as to which hand he uses to swipe at it. He's a real bright guy, and I think if you combine his talent, his relentlessness, which is his motor, I guess, one of the phrases that we hear so often, you combine that with above-the-neck play, and you got a superstar.
Yeah, and you know, and what really is interesting, and it goes back, you just talked about this, you alluded to it, but the fact that this guy is so smart, he's got counter moves. That's why if you're a tackle or you're a running back or a tight end trying to handle him, he's got a counter move because of how smart he is and how he approaches it, Bill.
Yeah, without question. And, yes, they missed Bud Dupree, but Alex Highsmith has stepped up.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to give you all of what Bud gives you in terms of flash speed, really good strength. But he's got a good combo of both. And he, also a student of the game, has developed a spin move. And that spin move is not just rotating in place like a, you know, revolving door. He makes a spin. He's going at the quarterback. And so I really think that the Steelers are geared to make a deep run in the playoffs, and I'll be among the most disappointed if they don't.
They still have to face a Cleveland team that does now bring with it automatic respect. When you walk into that broadcast booth, what are some of the things right away you say, you know what, the Browns must respect? What's that list?
Kevin Stefanski has done a remarkable job. Yeah. He would get my vote for Coach of the Year if I had it. He's kept them together. He's been able to treat the veterans with maybe a little bit of a different twist than he does rookies, but he keeps them all on the same page, and I think that is his stock in trade.
I have to ask how Tunch is doing. A lot of people obviously want to know all the time how Tunch is doing. How is he?
He's doing well. He's remarkable attitude, which I knew that he would, because that disease is a really tough thing to have to handle. But he's doing really well and has a great attitude. It's the same attitude that allowed him to be, a decade-plus NFL offensive lineman and a Pro Bowler at one point in his career. It's just the attitude. He wasn't the biggest guy in the world, but he learned how to use his hands. And as a matter of fact, he'd be a great coach for somebody to teach offensive linemen how to use their hands. But he, at a young age, decided he'd rather watch his kids grow up and play soccer than he would traveling the country being a coach.
Well, let's see if the Steelers can make a deep run, because to be honest with you, I think you personally have had a terrific season, Bill. I've enjoyed listening to it, and I deeply miss the times we stand in the parking lot after a Penn State Pitt game and we'd be tailgating together after games. I can't tell you how much I missed that this year.
Oh, my. And we miss the fans, and we find out Sunday that we're only going to have players, coaches, staffs, and family members in the place. This year, I think home field hasn't been a home field advantage. But now that we're in the playoffs, some states have loosened up the reins. Like, for instance, if the Steelers can get by Cleveland and end up perhaps going to Buffalo, they're going to have a lot of people in the stands. Whereas our government and our Commonwealth has said, no, we're not going to do that. So you have to live with it. You have to adjust to it. And it's been interesting that the teams have not had to go to a silent count. But there can be a disadvantage. The quarterback can come to the line of scrimmage and hear guys saying, oh, they're going to run it off left tackle. Hears that, and guess what? It's not coming off left tackle. It's been a weird, surreal, strange year, but in a way, again, my hat's off to the people who play that game and the people who have played it under these conditions. It's marvelous.
And my hat's off to you. I think you had a terrific season doing all this. Bill, thank you so much for your time. Great respect from me to you, as always.
Steve, thank you very much. And one good thing about this thing, as far as personally I'm concerned, I haven't had to travel.
That's true.
And it's great after a game to get in your car and drive home rather than to run for a bus that's going to the airport. If you miss the bus, you end up at the wrong airport. You end up at the regular airport rather than the private part. Well, those travails of traveling, and I didn't have to worry about those this year. So in that regard, it's been okay.
Yeah. Hey, Happy New Year to you, my friend. Thank you so much for the time you gave us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, and same to you and yours.